Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's quote Flipper. Truth can't be controversial.
All don't lie.
It was a clang fest. There's no doubt about it. Jim Pete, in about 45 minutes, we'll talk about the disastrous shooting. I mean, it's the worst percentage shooting in back-to-back playoff games in history, and I'll just get it out of the way. Steph's already out for Thursday. Steph's not going to play for a couple games. Come on. You don't leave with a hamstring injury that way and just miss one game in a playoff game.
Paul Pierce does. He'd have been back 5 minutes later.
Well, Steph should have left with a wheelchair. This is the number of games the Wolves should lose when Steph Curry's not playing. I'm done. Not a single one. They were one game below 500 before they got Butler. Butler's a great player. Not exactly a great teammate. Not exactly a great employee. He's a great player. And they played immensely better with him. Steph's still better. Steph is still the pulse of that team. Steph is still more essential. So if they're one game below 500 without Jimmy Butler, what are they without Steph Curry? They're clearly not a 500 team.
No, they're not a playoff team.
They're not a playoff team. They're not even a play-in team without him. They're not. They should not have lost that game. We'll get into that later with Jim Pete. I just want to say I was struck as I was reading the story about the individual pleading guilty for just his despicable actions in the Park Tavern situation with individuals getting killed. And it just struck me. I just miss Joe Freberg so much. So good. Just such a character, such an interesting person, and just amazing on air. And tracking him down and all the talks you'd have. Right? And he led a lengthy, impactful life. But doesn't mean you don't miss people. And Joe was just radio gold. So it just struck me again. I mean, we just had Andy Luger in yesterday. Andy Luger was great. Just great. I would podcast that. You want to hear somebody at the peak of their legal acumen? Andy Luger. Andy's going to play a little more straight than Joe. Just a little more straight.
Watch his words just a little bit more?
A little more judicious in his vocabulary and his comments, mic on, mic off, than Joe. And just wanted to say that. So driving down and in downtown, I saw this, and I don't know if we've talked about it in a year or so, but I clearly have talked it before, and I don't think shoot to kill is the proper punishment, but something needs to happen for the bozos, the buffoons, who just flick the cigarette out of their car or on the ground. I just went down and picked up food from Hen House. Hen House, giant thumbs up. Excellent food place here in downtown. And as I'm picking it up and walking here a block and a half away, there's a guy just on his own, walking the streets, finishes his last drag, and just flicks it right there on the sidewalk. Just throws it right on the sidewalk.
Rules don't apply.
There's a garbage not far away. There's a garbage not far away if he's going into a building. He could also put it in his car. And now that it's summertime, people are going to feel even more emboldened. Or at least maybe we'll notice it more. Maybe it still happens as much in the winter. But we're so damn cold, we don't notice it. Now it's fun, it's freedom, our windows are open. We're playing Miley, Party in the USA, we're having fun. And this jackass, male or female, doesn't give a damn about big environment. And just thinks I can flick out the cigarette, the grass, the side street, the highway, whatever. I know we are woefully short in law enforcement, and I don't want to direct the energy away from solving homicides or other violent crimes. But Governor Walz, I know you podcast. Let's employ the cigarette butt police. People will volunteer. Knock the bleep off. Why? Let's just pause here because we had fun with Susie and Adam. Why do people feel so comfortable doing this? And does it bug you as much as it bugs me? Drives me nuts. Because it's lazy and it's, I'm better than the rest of you. Why do I need to do this? It's no big deal. I got it. We all have our flaws. I got plenty. This is just not caring and being lazy. I know a lot of cars don't have an ashtray anymore. Put something in there. Put your cigarette out, and then when you get to a place where there's a garbage, put it out there as opposed to flicking it in the grass, the street. You're a clown if you do this. 651-461-9226. Call, text. What should the punishment be? Firing squad, Dave, firing squad, yes or no?
Not quite there yet.
Not quite there. Okay? Maybe. Maybe. By the way, we do have two TVs on Vatican City.
Smoke Watch 2025.
Yeah, we'll be there if anything takes place. Yes or no, will something happen before the show's done?
No, I think we're getting black smoke to start here.
Yeah, we're not getting the first ballot. Be a heck of a story.
Mm-hmm.
We'll gladly report it. If we get the white smoke, we'll let you know. I will gladly report that Stretch Lab is a great place to help your body, to help your range of motion, to help your flexibility, to help your everyday life. StretchLab.com. What is it? You go to one of the 11 locations and you'll meet trained specialists. Weeks and months of training. You just don't walk in and say, hey, I'm looking for a full-time gig. You know, I stretch a little bit at home. Oh, you're hired. No. Extensive, thorough training. And if you don't live up to their standards, you're gone. 25-minute sessions, 50-minute sessions. Because you're listening to this spot, half off. Help me a lot. Help friends out a lot. Help Quentin, my son, who has significant physical issues out. My point is, whether you're a 15-year-old athlete or you're a 9-year-old who's still loving life or you sit on your couch a lot, they'll make you feel better and also feel better about yourself. StretchLab.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Over 50 times with Hunter, Griffin, and Q, but to embarrass Hunter and Griffin, especially if friends were nearby or pulling into school, I would roll down every window and play Brick House as loud as possible.
Good for you.
If you have children and you don't take great joy in fun embarrassing them, not serious embarrassing them. I don't need the texts. I'm not doing something awful. But amusing embarrassing. I think you should lose your children.
That's fine.
Right?
Yes. I think that's, you can stand by that legally. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you know what? Any judge who's presently has kids will go, you're correct.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you, sir. Well done.
Absolutely.
Tip correct. Of the cap from the yes. bench.
There is no doubt. Commodores?
No.
Bricks?
I had three ways.
Houses?
Three ways to go today. I thought about
Lionel?
Smoke music.
Yeah.
For the Pope.
Yeah.
I thought about some Real ID music, since we're at Real ID Day.
Sure.
But instead, I went with an ode to the Twins shooting last night. So we have brick music.
The Wolves shooting. Yeah.
Well, sorry, yeah, Wolves shooting.
Twins, we're back, man.
All they do is rake.
We're back. Yeah, that's. I think it's appropriate. I like it. On the cigarette situation, Reno, by the way, in 10. Newer cars don't have ashtrays for people to use. We did mention that. Maybe they should bring ashtrays back in vehicles so people can use them. Maybe the individuals who have the cigarette can find a way to make an accommodation.
Yeah, you've got a cup holder. You can put a can in there or something. You can figure it out.
You can make an adjustment. As a smoker, reading all your text here, 651-461-9226. As a smoker, piss me off when I see someone just toss a cigarette. I strip my cigarettes, pinch off the cherry, step on it, put it out, then carry the butt till I get to a garbage can, put it in my pocket. I also Febreze myself so not smell like butts. Bravo. Thank you. Is that difficult?
Shouldn't be.
No.
Doesn't seem like it is, but for far too many, it is.
Nah, you were right the first time. Firing squad. People of this world are so dumb. Take me now, aliens. God, I love that text. 651-461-9226. Okay, is this true? Chad, in Europe, they've trained crows to pick up cigarette butts and dispense into a machine and gives them a treat. Problem solved. You're welcome. 0 to 10. That's accurate.
I'm not buying that.
I
also don't want that.
I don't want a lot of crows around me.
Gah! 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 Put it out!
They sponsor, but like, you know, like Winston or Marlboro.
Gah! I just wanted to fly. Why do I have to pick up these cigarettes?
You know, I mean, poor crows. And who's training these crows? Come on, this cannot be true. How about this? Park, I walk my dog through at a parking lot. Guy with a Mercedes parks there and smokes every morning. leaves his butt on the ground with the garbage can about 2 feet away. Wife probably doesn't want him smoking. God forbid he stinks up the bends. He gets good stare every time I walk by him. Jerk. Thank you. More text, 651-461-9226. I could not agree more. I will be the first one to volunteer to pick up the cigarette butts and hand them back to him. Yeah. The argument has been made, too, sometimes before that we all should have a fan in our car, and when they flick the cigarette butt out, right back in the car. I don't want them to be injured, though.
No, and we don't need fires starting in the back seat or something like that.
Yeah. Elizabeth Warren could be Pope. Pope Johannes.
<Ba-dum-bum>. Can we get beyond, by the way, just the smokers? Just the cigarette butts out the window of the car?
Yeah, just overall garbage?
Just overall garbage. Honest, true story, in the last 5 days, I've been looking at somebody threw out an entire container of some sort of Asian noodles right outside my house, out of the street. The crows have really enjoyed it.
A lot of people convincing us that Google the crow thing, it's legit. I then feel bad for the crows.
That's a tough job.
Why do they want that?
What if you pick on that still, you know, still lit, still hot?
Ah! Can I hear the crow upset?
My beak! I'm too hot! Stomp on it, you jerk!
I mean, which crows get picked? The better crows or the worst crows?
Well, I think you got to start them early so you don't know. I mean, this is a thing you probably got to train as a youth. Can't teach an old crow new tricks.
No, of course not. If I'm the crow, I'm failing this test every single time. Then I get freedom.
Yeah, but you don't get treats. Treats are a nice thing.
Yeah, you got to carry the cigarette butt with you.
Yeah, but if you're a crow, you got a tiny little brain. You're probably just thinking,
How do you know? You've studied the brain of a crow?
Well, I've seen crows. I know their brains can't be that large. They
could be powerful.
Not arguing that.
Chad, cigarette butts, one word, Alcatraz. It's true, right, that what people have said for the last couple days, that Escape from Alcatraz was on in South Florida. Had to be that, right?
I haven't heard that.
Oh, yeah. It was on. It had to be that. Out of nowhere, he goes with let's reopen Alcatraz.
Is Escape from Alcatraz the best Alcatraz movie? I'd go with The Rock.
The Rock's awfully good. But that's more from Don's era. That's Eastwood.
It's true.
Right? His era is more of the 60s. I got it. That's got to be it, though, right? Where else is he coming up with, let's open up? Oh, my God. It's a great tour spot. Have you ever toured it?
I have. It's wonderful.
It wouldn't be a place I'd want to spend a lot of time.
I'd get out. I could do the swim.
Of course you could.
I could do the swim.
You know. And well, they say the sharks is a fallacy, right, that they're not really there.
Yeah, they used to tell the inmates that they would cut one of the shark's fins off so that they could only swim in circles around Alcatraz.
Jesus. It's part of the crow's required civil service. We've had a civil service debate for a long time in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Crows are participating in the civil service. Rena is next. What would you like me to talk about, Dave?
What do you like to do to get the best water you possibly can in your home?
Well, there's only one way to go. Aquarius Home Services. First bought a house, not the 1910s, 1993. And MHR Aquarius was a part of that home quickly. Because I love good drinking water. I do. And by the way, they'll come out to your place for free water analysis. AquariusHomeServices.com. I want to know when I'm having that first glass of water, or I'm making some hot chocolate, or Q has water all the time, or I'm a water oatmeal guy. What are you, Harrigan? Are you milk, oatmeal, or water?
I'm not an oatmeal guy.
Not an oatmeal guy? Yeah. Well, you're wrong. Oatmeal's good. I want the best water in there, and that's what I have when I've worked with Kinetico and Aquarius Home Services. I also want a great water softener. I don't want to have the shower where I got problems with that. I don't want to have a problem with my washing machine. This is a family-owned company that has been a part of my life for over 30 years, and I'm glad to be talking about them once again. Reach out to them today. It's well worth it for the taste and, more importantly, the safety. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.